Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel welcome back to the beautiful silsila beautiful program of let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, so long you have been watching various episodes of this beautiful program. And every episode we listen to a beautiful narration, a beautiful hikayat, a beautiful story from the Holy Quran for our lesson and for our education. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Quran has so many lessons for us. The Holy Quran is indeed undoubtedly a blessing for us. The Holy Quran is a guide for us. The Holy Quran is actually light for us. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding of this blessed book, of this blessed miracle, the Holy Quran. May we learn from it, inshallah. Today as well, we have a very lovely, a very beautiful story from the Holy Quran. And I request you that please try to gather your family around you, bring the kids around, let them also benefit from this beautiful story of the Holy Quran. Come closer and together, let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. He raises 10 of his sins and elevates his station by 10 ranks. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So what are we listening today? Subhanallah. A great story about a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And his narration regarding being in the stomach of a fish. Allahu Akbar. So what happened? Subhanallah. It was a big city of Mosul. The people of the area were idol worshippers and were indulged in unbelief and polytheism. Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam commanded them to abandon idol worshipping and embrace the true faith. But these people refuted the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal and denied to embrace the true faith. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam warned them that very soon, due to your unbelief, due to your disobedience, the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall descend upon you. It will strike upon you. After listening to this warning, the people of the city consulted one another. Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam has never told a lie. Therefore, keep an eye on Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam. If he alayhi salam stays in the city overnight, then it means there is no danger. But if he alayhi salam does not spend the night in the city, then we should expect the onset of the divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At night, the people saw that Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam has left the city. And indeed, in the morning, the signs of the divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appeared because black clouds started emerging from all four sides and darkness fell over the city like smoke from everywhere. Witnessing this, the people of the city realized that the torment will now definitely strike them. Therefore, in the quest of Sayyiduna Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, looking for him, searching for him, the people started going everywhere in search of Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam, but could not find him anywhere. Now the people of the city became very, very scared and terrified. Therefore, they started trembling in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all took their women, children, along with their cattle. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. terrified with the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are trying to escape, trying to run away, torn clothes and very miserable situations, crying, going in the jungles. Allahu Akbar. They sincerely committed to embrace faith in Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam. Husbands separated from wives, and mothers separated from their children, and all of them engaged in seeking absolution and were weeping bitterly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started seeking pardon for all the oppression and violations which they had done, all the disobedience which they had done. They started repenting. In short, all of them repented sincerely and promised Allah Azza wa Jal that they have firm belief in the message of Allah Azza wa Jal brought by Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal had mercy on the sincere repenting of the inhabitants of the city, and the torment turned away. All of a sudden, the hazy clouds and smoke disappeared, and all of the people came back to the city and resumed living with peace and comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this event in the Holy Quran in Surah Yunus, verse number 98. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So why has they not been people of a village who should have believed? So its belief would have benefited it. Yes, the nation of Yunus, when they accepted faith, we remove the disgraceful punishment from them in the life of this world and let them benefit for a while. It means that it does not benefit the people to embrace faith once the divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commenced. But despite the clouds of the divine torment commenced towards the people of Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam, the torment was still withdrawn from them upon embracing the true faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repenting sincerely. It is mentioned in Tabarani that when the signs of the divine torment were at onset in the city of Nainawa, and Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam was not found by the people even after thorough search, the people of the city became worried and they approached the famous and known Alimuddin of a city who was a faithful believer and a spiritual luminary in those times. They all entreated him. He advised them to supplicate after reciting some beautiful words. And what were those beautiful words? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Ya Hayyu Hina La Hayya Wa Ya Hayyu Yuhyil Mauta Wa Ya Hayyu La Ilaha Illa Anta. Allahu Akbar. These words were taught to them. Therefore the people supplicated after reciting this invocation. As a result, the torment was withdrawn. However, in the same context, there is a different reporting by the famous Muhaddith and a miraculous saint, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the invocation by virtue of which the torment from the city of Nainaba was taken away, was shunned away, was this invocation instead. Allahumma inna dhunubana qad azumat wa jallat wa anta a'zam. وَأَجَلُّ فَفْعَلْ بِنَا مَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُ وَلَا تَفْعَلْ بِنَا مَا نَحْنُ أَهْلُ. Allahu Akbar. So however, whatever the words may be, after the withdrawal of the torment, when Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam arrived near the city, he alayhi salam did not find any signs of the torment on the city. The people asked him to join his people. He alayhi salam replied, how can I go back to my people? I had left the city after revealing the news of the divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had given them the news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend his punishment upon you, and then I had left the city, but it did not happen. Now these people will kill me considering me a liar. Out of anger, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam left the city and embarked a boat. He embarked a boat. He left the city. He is on waters now. He is on a boat. When the boat reached in the middle of the sea, it stopped. According to an established tradition in those times, only that boat would jam in the middle of the sea. that carried some fugitive slave. Therefore, the passengers held a draw. They held a draw, meaning everyone's names put together and one's name will be picked up to see that what exactly it is, who is the fugitive slave. So the draw was done and one name was taken out, and that name was of Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam. The passengers threw him into the sea and departed. When Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam fell down into the water, a fish swallowed him at once, and he alayhi salam became confined in the stomach of the fish, where there was an utter darkness, absolute darkness. Under the circumstances, he alayhi salam commenced making dua. He alayhi salam started making invocation. He started reading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Allahu Akbar. By the virtue of this invocation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him freedom from the dark cell, and the fish ejected him out of her mouth at the bank of the sea. He alayhi salam had gone very weak at the time. Very weak. Allahu Akbar. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, the plant of gourd grew there, and he alayhi salam used to take a rest under its shade. Afterwards, he alayhi salam regained some energy. He alayhi salam went back to his people, and all of the people treated him with utmost love and reverence and embraced faith unto him. Subhanallah. The Holy Quran has mentioned this wonderful event of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam in the Holy Quran in Surah As-Saffat, verse 139 to 148. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ فساهم فكان من المدحضين فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And indeed, Yunus alayhi salam is of the messengers. When he left towards the loaded ship, so he drew lots as to who should be thrown into the sea. Therefore, he became amongst those who were pushed into the sea. The fish then swallowed him, and he was blaming himself. And had he not been of those who glorify Allah Azza wa Jal, he would have definitely remained in its belly till the day when the people will be raised. When we cast him out of the fish's belly on the shore and he was ill, we grew a tree of gourd as a miraculous shelter above him, and we sent him towards 100,000 people, rather more. So they believed. We therefore gave them benefit, enjoyment of life for a while. Now, this beautiful narration, beautiful story, and such miraculous story, such a miraculous waqiyah of the Holy Quran, in which first of all we see what happened to a certain nation, how that certain nation treated a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they were just about to be punished with the divine torment and then repented. So what do we learn? And then later what happened with Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he was thrown into the sea, and then he was into a belly of a fish, and then miraculously he came out from the belly of the fish, and there was a tree grown for him miraculously. Allahu Akbar. So what do we learn from here, from this event of the people of Nainawa? The moral lesson we get is that whenever any calamity strikes any nation in the form of a torment, then the only remedy, the only solution is to engage in supplications, in dua after repenting. One can then hope that the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal will shower his blessings and the torment will be withdrawn. Second beautiful point. From the heart trembling trials faced by Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, we see how Allah Azza wa Jal puts his chosen people into trials, into tests. But when these people observe steadfastness, when these people stand firm and do not become negligent in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, even in the strictest and most severest time, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes their problems easy for them. Allahu Akbar. Just ponder over the fact that when the people in the boat, they threw Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam from the boat into the sea. Were there any means for his survival or safety? Were they? No, nothing apparently. Then the fish swallowed him. Not only was he thrown into the sea, but the fish also swallowed him. Now who has the guarantee of his life? But when he alayhi salam invoked the ayat kareema under those circumstances, Allah azza wa jal kept him alive and safe and sound, even inside the stomach of the fish. Allahu Akbar. Moreover, Allah azza wa jal rescued him from the stomach of the fish towards a field, towards a shore. Afterwards, Allah azza wa jal bestowed him with good health and peace and took him back to his native land, and more than 100,000 people embraced the right path by virtue and blessings of his preaching. Subhanallah azza wa jal, there is so much for us to learn in this. First of all, we learn that when there is any trial, when there is any difficulty, turn to Allah Ta'ala. If we have wronged ourselves, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Many a times, many difficulties which we face, many trials which we see, many problems we face, this is at times because of our sins. The remedy and solution for that is repentance to Allah Ta'ala. The only way out is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's be amongst those who seek the mercy of Allah ta'ala. In this narration, we see that the torment was a must for them. It was about to come. The signs were apparent. I mean, everything was, you know, just this, that they are going to be destroyed at any moment. But Allah ta'ala saved them. Why? Because in good time they realized, they felt guilty, they repented, and they came to the right track. Another beautiful point, that staying steadfast is something what we need. The toughest trials, the toughest tests are given to the best of soldiers. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a test upon us, when there is a test upon us, we have to stand firm on it. We have to make sure that we are not neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in those circumstances. We are remembering Allah, we are calling out on His name, to His mercy, then only we will be able to pass that test. But what happens is, out of rush, out of having no patience, and perhaps having lack of knowledge, we end up using words of complaints, that what wrong have I done? What has happened? Why only me? Why is this trouble to me? Ma'adallah, at times people end up uttering such words which can be dangerous and risky for one's faith and iman. We have to be very careful. Trials will be there. Calamities will be there. But we should keep in mind that the toughest calamities, the toughest tests, the toughest trials came to the prophets, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example of Sayyidina Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, we have seen. The examples of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, we have heard, mashallah, in the episodes which were telecasted. We have seen the trials and heard regarding the trials of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was troubled so much. But Allahu Akbar, look at the steadfastness that the whole world remembers these pious personalities, these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we need to stand firm. No matter what the situation may be, no matter how difficult our scenario may be, we should not be negligent of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So repentance and steadfastness, this is basically what we have to implement in our lives after listening to this wonderful story of the Holy Quran. But there is one more thing also, and such a beautiful thing, that when these people were about to get punished, they were looking for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam everywhere. Who guided them? An alim deen, a scholar, an Islamic luminary, a pious person of Allah Ta'ala. They went to him seeking for help, seeking for guidance, and that alim deen, that Islamic scholar, that pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised them, guided them, and the barakat of the guidance was such that these people benefited at a very huge scale. Allahu Akbar. So what do we learn from this? That we also have to be amongst those who take guidance from ulama-i-kiram, who seek advice from ulama-i-kiram, who respect the ulama, not amongst those who test the Islamic scholars for nothing, who insult the Islamic scholars. No, we have to be amongst those who respect the Islamic scholars. Islamic scholars are the inheritors of the Prophets alayhi wasalam. We have to respect them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned so many excellences about Islamic scholars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned excellences about Islamic scholars. So we should be amongst those who love Islamic scholars at the very same time. How about being amongst those people who make Islamic scholars? Dawat-e-Islam is a beautiful department of Jami'atul Madinah, which produces Islamic scholars, which teaches the children. For how much money? Without money, completely free of charge. And it's not only one or two branches. There are hundreds of branches around the world wherein students are being taught. They are being educated. They are doing the alim course and becoming as ulama-i-kiram for the guidance of people. Let's support Dawat-e-Islam. In the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, let's support the cause of Jami'atul Madinah, an institute, a department of Dawat-e-Islami which produces Islamic scholars. Not only that, Dawat-e-Islami has so many departments, more than 100 departments, subhanAllah, the department of Madrasatul Madinah, the department of Jami'atul Madinah, department of Madani Channel, where you are seeing this very program, the department of social media, the department of constructing of madrasas and masajid around the world, the department of FGRF, Fezan Global Relief Foundation, when Dawat-e-Islami is to the aid and help of those who are in need. So from today's narration, from today's episode, let's take this initiative that we implement sabr in our lives, we implement repentance in our lives, we implement dua into our lives, we implement steadfastness, istiqamat into our lives, and we implement the love and affection towards ulama, towards ilm-e-deen, towards Islamic education wholeheartedly, inshaAllah. Azza wa Jal. Keep watching Madani Channel. Next episode, we come with another wonderful story from the Holy Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Quran, 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 Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.